This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We heard from the Texans offensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, and the head coach yesterday. And I think there was yesterday it was more of a time to react to exactly what you heard from Nick Caley and good, bad, and different. And as I said earlier, look, there were some good. I love the fact that he spent so much time with Dante Scarnecchia. I love the fact that him and Cole Popovich, I believe is his name. Is that right? Him and Cole Popovich had spent so much time together. They're definitely going to be on one accord, definitely going to be speaking the same language. I didn't like the fact that he eventually got pressed on his identity, who is his scheme, what is his offense, and he eventually landed on his time in New England and the game plan offense, which I'm not a big fan of, and most Texans fans aren't because we've experienced that with Bill O'Brien. I personally think it's just a crutch. I don't think it means anything. I just hate hearing it, to be honest with you. But I came to a point, guys, where Nick Caley is exactly what or who I thought he was when they hired him a week ago, right? He holds the title of offensive coordinator. But this is a collaborative effort offensively. This was a guy that was hired to be a part of a machine, not to come in and run the offense, so to speak. And afterwards, again, listening to it all again, hearing D'Amico sell the passion, the energy, the vibe, you know, that's what really sold you on Nick Caley, and listening to Nick Caley, I think there's one big picture thing here with the Texans that's going to have to take place. And now I think D'Amico knew this when he hired Nick Caley, but it lays at the feet of D'Amico Ryans. Like, D'Amico Ryans has to have some really tough conversations with a couple of key players on this offense. There's no way in hell, zero chance, that Nick Caley has the ability to go sit down with Laremy Tunsil and move the needle at all in terms of how he handles the offseason, how he handles the mandatory as well as the voluntary, more importantly, the voluntary stuff with this football team, how he handles training camp, and how important it is that he changes his ways and does things a little differently. No way Nick Caley has the ability to go do that. There is no chance that Nick Caley has the ability to sit down with Dalton Schultz and say, hey, man, that crap I watched on film for 17 weeks last year, that ain't going to get it. You can't play in my offense. You can't play for me. Because he does have a background as a tight ends coach, so he should. Like, I don't have any confidence, I should say. I shouldn't say zero chance. I have no confidence that those conversations are going to be had by the offensive coordinator with the Houston Texans. So that leads me to a spot, Luke, where and I don't know that I prefer it this way. I prefer it this way, to be completely honest with you. D'Amico Ryans has to have those conversations. D'Amico Ryans, look, I've been critical of D'Amico. I think part of the problem with this offense right now, I think part of the problem with Bobby Slowick, I think there was a lot of chatter in the building on the offensive side of the ball. And I think there was a lot of guys that just did whatever the hell they wanted to do. They continued to start and play and weren't ever held accountable. I think a lot of that falls on D'Amico Ryans. So I think part of the problem offensively is D'Amico. But D'Amico showed the ability in firing his friend Bobby Slowick after 2 years. Clearly, he has the ability to have the difficult conversations. Clearly, he has a sense of urgency to get this thing right and build, get better than the second round of the playoffs and winning 10 games, right? He's got to be the one, Luke, that has the conversations with the two that I can pinpoint is Dalton Schultz and Laremy Tunsil. Probably more. Maybe there's more out there. I don't know. But the quickest way for this offense to get better is for those two guys, for two different reasons, for those two guys to change their ways. And I believe that D'Amico Ryan's got to be the guy to do it.
I think it makes sense. Yeah, I think for a variety of reasons, really. But at the end of the day, he is the head coach, and it all falls on him at some point. And I think in order to be a head coach, you have to be able, a successful head coach, that is, you have to be able to have those types of conversations. I think back to Leslie Frazier, who got an opportunity to be a head coach in Minnesota, and it didn't really work out. And people said, like, yeah, he was just kind of too nice. And he was too good of a guy, which is not what you want out of your head football coach. But to your point, I think we got a glimpse of it for D'Amico by being able and willing, we assume, to fire Bobby Slowick, assuming, you know, that was his call. And so that's not an easy conversation to have. And so I imagine he could have it with the players, especially as maybe pressure starts to mount a little bit more. But you know, this was one of my concerns, I guess, with this hire for offensive coordinator, was that if he's not going to come in like maybe a Dan Campbell where he just commands the room, at least you have a track record to point to, and you might be able, you might be one of those coaches that puts your arm around a guy instead of really lighting, you know, lighting into them, but you can point to your success and you could say, like, hey, if you do it my way, look what I did with so-and-so. But the problem is, if you look back at the Patriots...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What tight ends did they develop post Rob Gronkowski? If you look at the Rams, what tight ends have they developed? And they had an opportunity this past year with Higbee getting injured, and Colby Parkinson didn't really do much. In fact, his numbers got worse as the year went on. His numbers weren't as good as they were in Seattle. So that's my concern with that lack of a track record. Yes, first-time play caller. But if you could say, like, hey, if you do it my way, I turn so-and-so into a Pro Bowler. Yeah, for example, Dalton Schultz specifically. Like, hey, if you listen to me, instead of coming in there yelling at him, whatever, put your arm around him and say, if you listen to my way, I'll turn you into so-and-so like I did with the Rams or the Patriots. But there's not really that track record to point to either, which is another concern for me. So I'm with you in the idea of, at the end of the day, it's probably going to have to come down more so from DeMeco Ryans. But, you know, he's the head coach. He has the experience. And these are things he should be able to do. And now I guess he's going to have to make sure to do it.
Yeah, look, I don't doubt the ability to do it. I think DeMeco, if you put some, you gave DeMeco some true serum, I think DeMeco would tell you that he probably offensively, he cuddled up on CJ Stroud and told Bobby Slowick, hey man, you know what I mean? Do your thing. My hands are off. You got the offense. Go do your thing. And that backfired on him. Right? I mean, for whatever reason, Bobby Slowick is the fall guy, and rightfully so. I said, look, I understand where you can justify firing Bobby Slowick, but the reality of it is the dynamic that he built on the offensive side of the football created one where guys weren't held accountable, right? Guys weren't held accountable for their lack of physicality and lack of interest in playing hard and doing those things with Dalton Schultz. Guys weren't held accountable for just showing up and being part of the mandatory stuff and being part of training camp, and guys weren't made uncomfortable at all. And again, Bobby Slowick took the fall there. You know, you look around offensively, and it seems like there was a lot of voices in the room. When I hear there's a lot of voices in the room, that means they don't respect the guy that should have the voice in the room, right? They're going around his back and talking about this and talking that and saying this and saying that. And now that may be because Bobby Slowick didn't have the ability to command. He wasn't a leader. Or it may have, you got a bunch of guys that are going around and chirping instead of handling it like a champ and handling it like a coach should handle it. So I don't know what the issue is, but at the end of the day, it's to me, DeMeco Ryans has to get that right. And I don't think Nick Caley, and this isn't as much a slight on Nick Caley, by the way. I know it sounds like I'm saying Nick ain't got no background. I'm not talking about like that. I'm just like, it would take a guy, to your point, with pelts on the wall, with some level of Super Bowl history or national championship history or some kind of like uber successful offensive mind to be like, no, that ain't it, man. That's not going to work, Laramie. That's not going to work, Dalton. Get your stuff together. Let's ride. Like, Nick's just not that guy. And it's just as important as finding your new offensive coordinator is. I think this is equal to, in terms of getting those guys to shift gears and getting them to understand that it's going to take more than that to move the needle as it pertains to getting to an AFC championship or a Super Bowl at some point in time, sooner rather than later.
And I've always said about DeMeco Ryans that I think his message should carry weight in the locker room because he's gone through it as a player, obviously had a great career, and now as a head coach already, he's been successful. But the one knock, the one concern or complaint I've had about the DeMeco Ryans head coaching tenure is just at times I think there has been that lack of discipline where I think you need to put your foot down. And they've been top three in penalties his 2 years, which is, I think that falls back on the head coach. So that's really my only concern with him is those times where you need to put the foot down and be that dictator of sorts. But look, I got
to
see it.
No, to me, your point, I can get down with this conversation because right now there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh man, y'all chill out, man. It's just a long season. No, here's the deal. The Texans' ability to make a run to an AFC championship or a Super Bowl potentially, that ability is going to, that means they're going to have to win 13, 14 games in a season to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, when you've got to go through Baltimore, through Buffalo, through Kansas City, you know, in those outdoor stadiums, in the elements. You're not it, like that's you've got to focus in on whatever's going to allow you to win 12 to 14 games and be at least get home field advantage for one round of the playoffs, if not all of, like you got to figure that's uber important to the Houston Texans right now. So don't, I don't want to hear no crap about the penalties don't matter. It's regular season. It's a long season. It's just, no, you got to go to training camp. You got to get your body right. You got to start fast, right? And you can't lose games by having penalties in critical moments or having so many penalties that it's all the head coach is fielding in his post-game press conference. So it is important. These things are important. These conversations do have to be had. And I wholeheartedly believe that DeMeco Ryans can get it done. That's the end game there. Nick Kaley, not so much. DeMeco Ryans, absolutely.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.